Hi, sister friend. In this episode, we are going to dive into my personal plan to pull myself out of this funk I've been feeling. We aren't aiming for perfection, but rather a rhythm. So there's many things that are going on in my personal life that are totally out of my control, some really heavy emotional things. And while I can't do anything about those, I can choose how I respond. I can choose healthy habits to focus on rather than diving headfirst into emotional eating, and I hope these steps I am taking will help you feel empowered and pull yourself up by your bootstraps and join me over the next 30 days. So there is a bonus gift for you in the midst of this episode, so be on the listen for that. And I'd feel like I would be letting you down if I didn't remind you of the current sale for my client community. Join in June is what I'm calling it, and you will be locking in grandfather pricing and get $20 off the Getting Started bundle. There's several options. All you need to do is head to the show notes, click the info link form, and I will be able to send you an email with all the information you need to know. You can glance over it, be a fly on the wall, decide if it's for you, but either way, you'll know. And can I tell you a quick story? So when I started doing the programs that I currently do, we had DVDs. I don't know if any of you remember those things. They're not quite as old as VHSs. I'm a child of the 90s. I remember VHSs. But they were on DVDs. I know everybody's got streaming nowadays, but when I started back in old 2016, it was a DVD. And it was basically two or three CDs or DVDs. And it had seven workouts total. And I remember paying so much money for it, and I basically just had to like repeat those seven workouts over and over and over again. My most common excuse of not going to the gym, and the reason I actually like started with home workouts, is because when it was raining, I didn't want to go to the gym. How lame is that? But it was such a overused excuse for me, and every time it rained I was like, no, I'm gonna go home. So I decided to eliminate that excuse and do home workouts instead. And now with gas prices so high, why wouldn't you want to do home workouts anyhow? You ain't gotta go nowhere, you know? And maybe you're not a workout person, right? Maybe you've like, girl, I haven't been to the gym in years. Okay, that's all right. At the time, I needed something that I could do from where I started, right? Like I wasn't this expert. I actually used salsa cans as dumbbells. Okay? So don't get it twisted. We all start somewhere. But what I love about my client community is actually you have an entire workout library. So it's multiple programs. They keep coming out with them. They keep loading them up into the library. It's just such a banger deal. And not only do you get the workouts, but you get the client community. You get me as a coach. You get nutrition education, recipes, just tons of stuff. And if you're interested, like I said, go fill out the info form inside the show notes, and I'll get you some information on that. So let's dive in, because it's time for me to share the steps that I'll be taking that will hopefully empower you to do the same. Hey friend, welcome to Pass the Plate Podcast. I'm your host Hannah, and for so long I relied on food to be my comfort. I'm also a wife to my high school sweetheart Jake, a Christian, and the leader of my online wellness community. A few years ago, I was drowning in emotional binge eating and so desperate for a solution that actually worked. And if you're anything like me, you know this feeling all too well. If you're ready to let go of the heavy shame you've been carrying and uncover the life that's waiting on you, then refill that water bottle, sis, because it is time to jump on in. So I want to preface this with, there is not only one way to gain back your focus. And this is just what I'm going to be currently doing and have found success with in the past, time and time again. You are welcome to substitute whatever works for you. Okay. I do encourage you to open up your mind and listen to what maybe can help you, things that you can implement. But I ultimately want you to know and give you that permission that you can also do your own thing. Like, I think it's so flooded. I'm talking about society is so flooded with just, this is the way. No, this is the way. No, this is the way. Hold on. Like, you have to find your own way. You have to find out what works for you. Here's me giving you that permission, because I feel like I often seek permission to do my own thing because I want to obviously follow, like, quote unquote, the smartest person in the room, right? Like, I want to, success leaves clues and I want to do what the successful person is doing. But again, you have to do what's going to work for you. Okay. So after all, this is all about creating our own type of rhythm. Okay. So last week, we talked about a few reasons why your current plan or your current journey on emotional eating might not be working or why you're struggling. So you can always go back to listen to that on episode 15, but those three things were unrealistic goals, not finding a sustainable eating plan, and eliminating your spirituality in your journey. All those things are detrimental. And so with that being in mind, I have to look at my current goals. Like, what is my current goal for me wanting to regain that focus, that clarity, getting myself out of my funk? Like, what does that look like for me? So for me, it's not really a destination at this point. I'm not wanting to look a certain way in clothes. It's not about being a certain weight. Like, that's nothing of that. My goal for me is actually the process. So let me share what I'm saying. My goal is actually going through these next 30 days and giving it my all to those habits that I'm going to lay out. That is my goal. My goal is not at the end of 30 days, I want to feel this way, okay? Or at the end of the 30 days, no. Like, I'm trying to create a rhythm, and my goal is actually making sure I show up for those habits. Okay, so remember, your goal doesn't always have to be very destination focused. It can actually be the journey. So, I'm really wanting to just like focus on the things that I can control. And all these things that I'm going to be laying out are things that are within my control. Because like I said, there are so many things outside of our control. Like, let's focus on the ones that we do have a say-so over. And just to give you perspective, I'm kind of in the midst of feeling like I've been taking life's punches like directly on my chin. And it just feels like I haven't caught a break in the last few weeks and I'm tired of it. And I'm not going to keep sitting here without fighting back a little bit. And I know that if I'm just letting life happen to me, that is really creating like a victim scenario. And our Father calls us to be victors through Him. Okay, we are not victims. We are victors. He takes all of our mess and turns it into this beautiful story. And that's how we find victory in the worst of life's circumstances. Okay, so the worst thing I can do right now is to dive into emotional eating further than I already have and tail spin into a dark hole. And I've seen this road before and I'm not choosing it again. I'm choosing something different. And maybe you are in a similar situation. And it feels like life is just beating you left and right over and over again. So let's take each other's hands and fight back this time. Okay, so Romans 8, I had to go look in the Bible and say like, okay, what does God say about us being victors, right? And so Romans 8 popped up and it is all over this topic. So starting in verse 6, so letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. But letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. When I read that, I was like, yes, yes, that's what I need to hear. And then verse 31 says, what shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? And then in verse 37, no, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loves us, or who loved us. Guys, I would recommend just going to read Romans 8. I don't know if I've ever read it fully, but I did today, and it was incredible. So if you're wanting somebody to be like your hype squad, let Romans 8 be your hype squad, because I'm going to be reading it over and over these next few weeks because it was just so good. Okay, so let's dive into some of the things that are going to help me regain that control, that focus, and establish those new rhythms that we're wanting. I think everybody starts at a morning routine, but what I saw one time is somebody start with a nightly routine, and it made so much more sense when they explained that you have a better morning if you have a better night. And I was like, oh my gosh, somebody just gave her the lock and key and totally unlocked life's secrets. It's true. Like, if you wake up in the morning and you're already frazzled because stuff is just not situated correctly and, you know, you're not prepped for the morning, like, anyhow, it just made so much more sense that you prep the night before and your morning goes better. Obviously, I don't know why I didn't think of that before, but it was like a light bulb moment when she said that. So at night, I'm going to be refilling my water bottle because one of my goals is more water. And that can even look like pouring my water in a glass for my pre-workout in the morning, setting it in the fridge, setting out my vitamins, doing my skincare routine at night, and doing some light stretching. So all of those things are going to help me, A, have better sleep and just set me up correctly for in the morning. I'm going to try to be in bed by 10 or earlier, just because I'm shooting for 8 hours of sleep. So in the morning when I wake up, I'm going to try to be up by 6 or earlier. Like I said, I'm shooting for 8 hours. And then I'm going to start by drinking water because my daily goal is a gallon. Fam, that's only 128 ounces of water. And I say this in many of my episodes, but the minimum you should be getting in is half your body weight in ounces of water. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you need 100 ounces of water. But a gallon is just a little extra and will help flush any inflammation that you've got. And I really do feel my best when I'm drinking a gallon per day. Remember what I said just a few minutes ago, though? You have to do what makes sense for you. So maybe you don't drink any water right now. Maybe you're like me and had kidney stones by the age of 12 because you drank so much soda, okay? Maybe that's where you're at. So maybe you're focusing on incorporating more water. Maybe your goal looks like 20 ounces of water, 40 ounces of water. I don't know what it looks like, but regardless, more water is never bad. So just start incorporating something that makes sense for you and you can always build from there. So next up is my faith time. And back in episode 15, I talked about that being one of my personal mistakes in the beginning was acting like God didn't care about this journey. And that couldn't be farther from the truth. So diving into what he has for me daily will really help level set my emotions and focus my heart on where it needs to be because he is the thing that helps me through times of struggle, right? It would be so silly of me to be like, I'm a Christian. I love God. Christ is my main man. And then me be like, but I've got this. Like, I can pull my own self up. Like, I'm okay. I don't need your help. That's crazy. Why would we do that? Okay. So diving into what he has for me daily will, like I said, help my emotions, but he's also my great counselor and I want to act like it. So if I have time in the morning, I will at least read 10 pages in any helpful book, not necessarily a fiction book because that's kind of like entertainment, but more so like a growth book. So that can look like a spiritual book, that can look like a habit setting book, anything that's going to help me and kind of level set my mind, an emotional growth book, anything like that, that is going to help you grow will be helpful. And this can always be like later in the day if need be. It doesn't have to be in the morning. It just kind of depends on how my morning's looking. So the next thing and the last thing for like quote unquote morning routine is movement every single day. So I'm choosing to follow our new program called Fire and Flow. And that's one of the options that you can do, as I mentioned before, in the client community. So that's the option I'm going to follow for the next 30 days. It's 6 days a week. On that seventh day, I'm just going to focus on stretching. Because I know that I can always stretch more, have more flexibility. But the reason I'm choosing this specific program for where I'm at mentally, emotionally, physically, is because this program is going to show up with some intensity on some of the days and then almost like a restorative flow on the other days. And then combined with my nutrition plan that is kind of like my standard that I follow, I'm going to see not only physical results, but also those mental and emotional, spiritual, like it all works in harmony. And that's why I tell people when they're joining my client community, make sure you sign up with the bundle deal because when everything works in like this very harmonious, is harmonious a word? This harmonious way, like that's when you really start to see the results from all the angles, not just losing weight, not just tuning up your eating, but really good growth and progress that you can see and you start to feel better. Isn't that what we're all after anyhow? I know that that's what I'm after right now. It's just knowing that I have control of something in my life and it's fully up to me whether I show up for it or not. So, like I said, movement every single day, if it's not the program, doing like a bike ride that's on there. I've got like our bike, like a stationary bike, a digital bike, that I've got here that I can also choose to do some of those. But I just want to make sure that I'm taking time to move my body around 30 minutes a day. Remember, guys, I said pick up what you want, leave what you don't want. Just make sure that you're not leaving what you don't want because it sounds hard. Setting new habits is not easy. This is something that is meant to be challenging, but you actually grow in the challenge. I never said that this was supposed to be easy. I never said pulling yourself out of this funk was going to be easy. Okay, it should be challenging, but not defeating. And so whenever you're deciding what needs to go into your new habits or what needs to go into your new rhythm, make sure that you're not just counting stuff out because it sounds difficult. That's part of where you grow. You don't grow when you're comfortable. You grow when life feels difficult and you're having to fight back, right? Why do you think the military makes it so tough on guys and girls going to boot camp, right? It's meant to be tough so that they grow. The same goes for us. It is meant to be tough so that we grow, okay? So I just wanted to share that. But during the day, I'm going to be continuing to drink more water, focusing in on that nutrition program. This is about making progress, not perfection. And I will keep repeating that to myself because it's easy for me to fall back into old habits of like being extremely hot on my journey or extremely cold on my journey. And what we're wanting is to create a rhythm that can be sustained, not a really short burst, right? We're running a marathon here, not a sprint. So, and weekly, I want to take progress photos and measurements of my physical body. So even though the goal is actually the process for me, it's also helpful to see measurements of that process to make sure that I'm seeing the effects of my hard work and physical proof that I'm taking care of myself. And I typically try to share my results and my progress over on my Instagram at Hannah Dickey Bryson. So you can follow along over there too if you are wanting to see some motivation or my own results of what these programs can do. So I have not forgot about the bonus. Are you ready? I'm actually in the midst of creating a weekly rhythm sheet so that you can have that free resource. I will link it in the free Facebook community so you can get your hands on that. Remember, all that's in the show notes. And I hope to have it in there by Wednesday. It'll be printable so you can print one for every week and use it as a way to establish your own expectations and rhythms that you want to start. So what will you take away from this episode? What do you need to implement in your life to create a sustainable rhythm of punching back when it feels like life is knocking you down? So maybe so many of these habits is overwhelming, right? Give yourself permission to pick one of these. Maybe it's the bedtime. Maybe it's the water. Maybe it's you waking up earlier before the rest of the house needs you and your kids start pulling at you, right? Maybe it's waking up earlier. Maybe it's like taking on a small house task. I would love to keep implementing that. I did that a while back and it was like, just finish the dishes before you go to bed or vacuum the upstairs. This past weekend, I actually just washed the downstairs windows and I almost immediately felt defeated because I didn't have time to do the upstairs, but I was like, but now my downstairs ones are clean. Like, why would I feel defeated over that? You know, so it's all about releasing those like heavy expectations of perfection and just finding things that you're like moving the needle forward into progress, right? Because anything is better than like diving headfirst into emotional eating. Okay. That's, you know, that's why we're here. But you know, if this is your first time creating new habits and a new rhythm, I'm telling you, give yourself that permission to just pick one and then come share in the free Facebook community to tell me what is your new habit that you're focusing on for the rest of June. If you haven't joined, follow the link in the show notes. Remember, in there you will find links that I talk about in the shows. You'll find like my favorite water bottle link, the Bible app I use, the free Facebook community, The Chosen, which is my favorite TV show, and the info form to join my community to use the discount code. Okay, so I hope this has helped you guys. Don't forget that the best way to say thank you is by taking 30 seconds to leave a quick 5-star review and rating over on Apple Podcasts. I really appreciate hearing from you guys because this is the best way to give me feedback and share your experience with the show. So don't forget, you can hang out with me through the week on Instagram and in the Facebook group. So I will see you soon, and I hope you have a great and blessed week. Bye, guys. What up, girlfriend? Did you enjoy this episode? If so, I'd love for you to head to Apple Podcasts and write a review to tell me what spoke to you or blessed you in some way. I always want this to be a two-way conversation, and this is the best way I can gain clarity on what you're loving. Speaking of conversations, though, are you on social media? If so, connect with me at Hannah Dickey Bryson, send me a message, or share this episode to your stories. Please tag me, though, so I can keep this hangout session going all week long. And as always, if you need support on your emotional eating journey, I've got you. Hop on over to my free Facebook group, and I will see you in there, sis. Have a good week.